The next coach on the teleconference is Rutgers' Kyle Flood. The Scarlet Knights are 1-0 overall and host Washington State at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday on ESPNU. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and open up the call for questions.
Sure. I thought our first game, we got better as the game went on. I was pleased with the adjustments we made at halftime, how we came out in the second half. I thought it was a good start for us in a lot of ways and a tough opponent in Norfolk, well-coached team. Charles Scott does an excellent job. So they certainly challenged us from a schematic standpoint. And we'll be challenged again because this week we play Washington State, and Coach Leach is as good at designing and attacking people with the pass as anybody in the country. So they've got a new defensive coordinator I know they're excited about. And we're really happy we got another home game this week. Questions?
Thanks, Coach. We'll open it up for questions.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Sam Hillman with Scout.com.
Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Hey, Sam.
Hey, the corners seem to get a lot better, the young guys, as the game went on. What kind of improvement would you like to see from week 1 to week 2 now that they have real film to watch?
Well, it certainly should help, right? Now, you got a chance to go out there and play for the first time, and then those guys are young players, so that was exciting for them. And as a coach, I know every time you put a freshman out there on the field for the first time, you know, hold on to your hat. You know, we'll see what happens when they get out there. But I'm pleased with, you're right, I'm pleased with how they got better as the game went on. I thought Coach Rossi and Coach Wilson did an excellent job of coaching those guys through the game. But now they're going to be challenged in a much different way. You know, you're going from an offense that was a little bit more conventional, had a little bit more run attached to it, to really one of the premier passing attacks in all of college football. So this is a great challenge for them. You asked about my expectation. My expectation for them is just to continue to work hard and continue to improve every day, and when they get on the field, to go out there and compete. And I'm very confident they'll do that.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Stephanie Lowe with Seattle Times.
Hey, Coach. When you look at game film from your game against Washington State last year and everything they did last year, and you look at the game film from their game against Portland State, how has this Leach offense evolved, if any? I mean, the way they opened up with the run, do you take anything from that? Do you see that as something that they might do more?
Well, it seems like they made, you know, if you look from a percentage standpoint, it looked like they made a concerted effort to run the ball maybe a little bit more than they have in the past, but you know, Coach Leach's system is Coach Leach's system, and I know he is extremely committed to what he does and how he believes you can win football games. So from a systematic standpoint, I don't know that we've really seen a lot of changes. The plays that they run within the system, I think maybe just a little bit different for week one. And it was a bad weather game, so I don't know how much you can factor that in either.
And also, how difficult was last week for you, and what measures did you try to take to keep your team focused on the game and not distracted by the stuff off the field, the arrest, the investigation, and all that?
Yeah, I said last week that I've been a part of teams where they've had these kind of distractions, and it either ultimately distracts the team or galvanizes the team. And I really felt like it had galvanized our football team. Now, we didn't know for sure until we went out and played, and after playing the game, I feel like I was confirmed in what I felt. The team has done an excellent job. The staff has done an excellent job of coming together and remaining focused on the task at hand, which for us last week was to be 1-0 against Norfolk State. And now we've turned our attention to Washington State and a tremendous challenge of trying to be 1-0 again this week.
Thank you.
And at this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, do you feel like there's still some uncertainty regarding your future? And what kind of support are you getting maybe from former players or coaches in the industry?
I do not. I've gotten a tremendous amount of support from, you know, former players, high school coaches, colleagues, people I know here at the university for 10 years. So I guess the short answer to your question is no.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
And as a reminder to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, as you do look to match up against that Washington State offense, what types of things do you feel like you need to concentrate on, or what areas do you think your team kind of has a chance to maybe make some positive matchups from your own regard when your defense is on the field?
They're very talented. They've got over 10 players returning that have played a lot of football for them, and you know, I think one of the keys when you play against a system like Coach Leach's system is you have to perform well in space. You know, they're going to force you into one-on-ones in space, and you got to make sure that when those one-on-ones happen, that you get people on the ground. So I think that's certainly one of our focal points for this week.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.